May I ask a question? Are you not thankful and excited for what God has done for you? The sweet psalmist was. He was ready to declare it all, and so will we today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you to our Jay Webb. We appreciate his good words, and greetings to all of you. We're honored you've joined us for our broadcast today from the International Gospel Hour. We are excited for each and every listener and thankful for your interest in the things that be of God. In Psalm 66 and verse 16, the Bible says, "Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what He has done for my soul." The word declare, simply a word that means one tells, but it is a most unique term in a mathematical sense. Declare counts things up, recounts, and considers, if you will. It adds it all up. It's a stronger meaning to tell others so that others can add it up and declare as well, meaning they become souls that not only do it because they are told, but they do it because they are telling. They count it up. They recount. They see what God has done, and they can't help but to declare it to others to accept the same way. Friends, can you declare? Can you recount things that God has done for you? Is your life valid? Can you declare what God has done for you? Well, from the outset, the psalmist does so from Psalm 66. He declares what God has done. And yes, friends, we should be able to do the same. We're going to think on these things today. But before we do that, here is our Jay Webb with a few words about our work in our social media.
Why not follow the International Gospel Hour on social media? You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and others. Please type International Gospel Hour into the search engine, and you can like and follow our pages to keep up with the latest news and efforts of our labors. We would be honored to have you follow us on social media. And now, back to Jeff.
Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what He has done for my soul. Number 1, verse 17 of Psalm 66. I cried to Him with my mouth, and He was extolled with my tongue. Because of what He has done, I will praise Him with my mouth. We praise God among one another. You know, when Paul and Barnabas came to Jerusalem, Acts 15 verse 4 states that they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. How wonderful it is to be received that way. The same to the church at Corinth in remembrance of the gospel that they had received among one another, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. The same was done, and we do so today by singing in the midst of the church, Hebrews 2 and verse 12. We praise Him among one another. We praise Him before other people. Other people must see what God has done for us. That's the meaning of the idea of declaring. James 1, 26 and 27 says, "If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world." Well, quite obviously, friends, pure religion is religion in action, faithfulness to others, but most importantly, faithfulness to God, which helps us to be faithful unto others and to let others see as we declare what God has done. From 2 Timothy 1, verse 13, "Hold fast the form of sound words which you have heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." So let me take those sound words inward, and there is no doubt that I can praise Him outward. That is something to declare because it is written and it is declared. Because of what he has done, I will praise him with my mouth. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Because of what he has done, I will reject iniquity. Now the psalmist knew this could be a problem. What he rejected and what he repented of, he certainly was not going to regard it, nor retain it, but reject it. The word iniquity is used here is a term meaning a distorted, crooked behavior, a perversion, and it denotes both the deed and its consequences, the misdeed and its punishment. And I take that definition from the Theological Word Book of the Old Testament, Part 2, page 650. In other words, our iniquities cannot be ignored. You see, it denotes both the deed and its consequences, the misdeed and its punishment. That's why that word iniquity is such a horrendous word that it embraces the end result if we continue to walk in that way. Psalm 32 in verse 2 says, blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, could also be called compute. He was going to declare and count up what God had done for him, not have God compute or count up sin on us. The psalmist said, I am going to reject iniquity. If I regard it in my heart, the Lord will not hear. I am going to praise him with my mouth, and I'm not going to place iniquity in my heart. I will reject it. I have repented of it. I have changed of it. I will not regard it. He was going to declare, and that is something to declare because it is written. It is valid. What a joyous thought. Number 3, come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. Now verses 19 and 20 of Psalm 66. But certainly God has heard me. He has attended the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Because of what he has done, I will praise him with my mouth. I will reject iniquity. I will pray to the one who hears me. Now, dear friends, let's think about those to whom the Lord hears. Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Aha! So I must be one that is righteous. 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Dear friends, does the Lord hear you? His ears are open unto the righteous. Let's think about who are the righteous? Well, we note from Romans 1:16 that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. For as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So we understand that the righteousness of God is revealed through the gospel, a gospel which we need to hear, and a gospel of which we are to obey, just like they did in 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. You see, sometimes we think about God will answer the prayer of the alien sinner. God will hear the prayer of the righteous. His eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open unto their prayers. But we also note how that to Cornelius, who was a Gentile, that God heard his prayer. Cornelius was searching. Dear friends, let's think about that for a moment. Let's back up and think about what God has done, we will declare, and it begins with you and I. Tell you what I want to do. I know we talk about a lot of things from our broadcast, and we challenge those who listen. We challenge those who are religious and those who are not. And there are times we think, I need a closer relationship with God. We want to help you that way. I want to pause here for a very special online video offer that's free. Takes a moment to get the details down, but it's well worth it. So here is our J-Web with the details.
Where did we come from? What is your purpose in life? How you answer these fundamental questions is greatly affected by whether you believe in God, believe the Bible is true, and believe Jesus to be divine. Our friend Rob Whitaker has a free online video study titled Believe the Bible, and it is an awesome study. Please allow us to send you the link, and you can check it out for yourself. just call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, email, and just say, Believe the Bible. Again, call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and please leave your name, email, and just say, Believe the Bible. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us the same information, name, email, and type Believe the Bible in the message blank. We will send the link to you. And now, let's get back to the Bible.
Dear friends, we hope that you will find that online video study to your advantage. It is well worth it. It's a multi-part series. It's absolutely free, and you can watch it at your own pace. Now, if you do not have access online, but you would love to have a Bible study mailed to you, then contact us same way, 855-IGH-6988. Call us and leave us your name, your address, and just say Bible study, and we will also drop a study in the mail to you. We want to help you in your study of God's Word any way possible. Because after all, we want to say, Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what He has done for my soul. We can praise Him, we can reject iniquity, and we can have that blessed relationship of prayer. Dear friends, it's always a joy to hear the Word of God. From hearing, we believe it, Romans 10:17. In believing in it, we repent of our sins as Jesus commanded in Luke 13:3 and proclaimed in Acts 2:38. We confess Christ as our Savior. We confess Him, Matthew 10:32-33 and Romans 10:9-10. And we're baptized into Christ for the remission of our sins, Acts 2:38, washing those sins away, Acts 22:16, and added to His church, Acts 2:47. Yes, friends, we declare what He has done for our soul. And we thank you for joining us today, and we will continue our studies together another time, shall we? Thank you for joining me on the International Gospel Hour today. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, as always, thank you and keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.